This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Sikim Yatzbet Vuroid. There's another kasha also. The Achronim who say over here in Nusach Bittul Vuroid, by the way, is the Mishnah Achronim in Tveres Yisroel. But the Velt asks, Tveres Yisroel himself is Ma'udis in the Baya, so they say that you have they have a shadow also of Dovah Shiyesh L'Matir, and there is no Bittul Vuroid. So Mamela, that's why the way the Velt says the word, that it's not Bittul Vuroid. But the word is that, let's say you have by shatness. You want to know, is the beggar that has roiv tzemer rechelim, tzemer gmalim, what is the beggar? Is it a beggar of tzemer or is it a beggar of pishton? And the Achronim say the word is that in the shame beggar, the maimid of the shame beggar, who qualifies the roiv. So we also the maimid of the shame kli. His hook for the few where roiv of the material comes from. The next thing in the Mishnah is Mechtzel and Mechtzel. It's exactly 50-50. It's Tomei. Now, the Velt wants to know why don't you say Sofik Drabon Lekulos? It's Voltchaisk and Klar that the reason for this din is not Al Sofik Yimuchuiv to be Tomei. The Velt also has the Shaila that you find by anything that's half-half, you should say, well, maybe it's half-half. And since you have Shalat Tzamtzim, maybe it's a little bit more, a mushroom, minuscule amount more of the Tohor. So what you have to say over here is Mechtzel, Mechtzel is Tomei B'Teres Vade, not B'Teres Sofik. And the word is something like we said before, that when it's half of this and half of that, so the Shem Kli, the Hamodas Shem HaKli is Taka from both. It's Taka a shame that the Maimid of the Kli is the Kli that was previously Tomei and the Kli that was Tohor. Smell the tummy is mitami, the whole kli. Then the Mishnah says something else. You have a kli that's made, v'chein min achalomo, it's made from a type of cement. The chelmo is usually what they call the part of the egg. So it's thick, like an egg that's made. U'min aglolim, from gloli behema. So it can make a kli. The chalom is a type of tit that can be turned into kli cheres. Kli glolim is never mekabel tumah. So if what the Mishnah means to say is if roiv is from the chalmo, so it has din of kli cheres, it's mekabel tumah. If roiv of the kli is min aglolim, then it has din of kli glolim. Same din that we just had, that the roiv is kever the shem hakli what it is. Then the Mishnah says kloistro. These are different types of metals, not tzirufim. It's a different din. A stick, which is used for closing a door. You have this in Erevin also, where you have on one side of the stick, there's a thick, like a knob, and it sticks into the ground and it holds the door in place. Tmeo, Lemaisa, it also has a kerch, since it's a stick with a heavy knob at the end made of metal, you can use it to smash someone because it has a shem kli. Umitsupa, if it's covered over with metal, but the ikir of the kli is a kli eitz, so then tahira, you go boss of the ikir, the kli, not boss of the outer layer, which is metal. This might be the hemshich of the part of the Mishnah before. You're talking about one kli made out of two things, so we also have one kli, which is made of wood and covered in metal, over there it's also not mekabel tumah. You go boss of the ikir of the kli. Hapin, Vapurna, a pin is like a tooth made of metal, and again it goes into the lock to stop somebody else from opening. Vapurna, purna is the bolt that holds the door in place. The pin goes into it to hold it firm, but both of them are serving to lock the door into place. Tmeim, they're considered kelim tmeim mekabel tumah. Now, if we were talking about things that are part of a bolt, that's part of a door. Like we have a door that's mechubel lekaku, would be kelim hamshamshim dova mechubel lekaku, be part of the door. Vada wouldn't be metame. Also, the pin and the purna have to be that each one has a shimish bifnei atzmon. Otherwise, we've had before two parts of one kli only mekabel tumah together. So clearly, the pin and the purna, each one is effective by itself. They use together, but each one has a shem kli bifnei atzmon. The reason why they're not kelim hamshamshim mechubel lekaku is because they're used as a deadbolt on a box, on a table, on a closet. So So melo, that doesn't have to be mechubel karka. V'ha'kloistro, grada agav that the Mishnah brought kloistro, legabe tumo. So the Mishnah brings a legabe tiltul b'shabbos. We said it's a Mishnah in Erevin. Over there, grada is called gloistro. The kuf and the gimel sometimes are interchangeable. The concern over here is that deadbolting a door, is the pshat is when they would close up a door, it would be considered now that you're making it into a wall. You have an open place. Remember, their doors were very often a piece of wood. It was left open. People would come and go out of a house or in and out of a store. At the end of the day, Lamarshal, at the end of the business week, so the door was put into place. It was now attached. And the pieces were put into place. So how much is that boina? That's the noise over here. How much do we see that as part of a binyan onto a structure into the ground? So putting in the door, taka would be something akin to boina. The shadows over here, once the door is in place, putting in the cluster that holds it in place, is that boina? So the answer is no. There's also a shmuz about tosefes on boina. But it's not considered to have some boina. However, it's a piece of metal by itself. It could be that it doesn't have a shem kli, and it's muktzah. That's the concern over here. So there's a few different variations of halachos over here. B'shua im eshremto mipesach zev v'telu b'chaveri b'shabbos. What B'shua is saying is that it can't be carried kedarko. It has to be nizgara on the ground, which would be like a shinui. There's a discussion over here. Does that mean that you're allowed to be metalpul muktzah b'shinui? Most cases not. It's tiltum anatzad, which is a kula. But that's called, that in hilchus muktzah, they don't consider it a maisa tiltul. A maisa tiltul with the shinui is a little bit of a chiddush. We explain the way the Rav explains it, that the shah is over here in hilchus muktzah. And the Rav calls it tiltum anatzad. Aval tiltul gom loy. And you can carry it. Now, why would the Mishnah have to add the word b'chotzer? That's not the noise. The noise is metaltelos, even if it would be inside a house. Because of that, there is a diuk, it's a whole sugin kuf chav dalad, where there is a gemara that explains the shita over here, legabi carrying. It's not a real type of carrying. The shaila is v'chotzer sheinu murevis. It's meduric in that last word b'chotzer. The Rav doesn't bring the Gemara. Vinishvi, the Shailas over here, whether Tiltum and Atzad over here, Tiltum and Ashinui, is Mukta. And then, like we said, it says a little bit of a Shaila. We don't necessarily find that Tiltum Mukta with Ashinui is Mukta. If the Noise is Legabe Hilchus Tiltum and Achot Shenim Urevis, send the Shaila something else. Now, the halacha of a chotzer sheinu merevitz is a chotzer is a common area that's owned by, let's say, three people. Each one has a bayis. So we look at the chotzer as a mokum harabim. It's a quasi-rishus harabim because three families have access. They cook there, they do laundry there, etc. You're not allowed to carry out from the house to the chotzer. The question is over here, this is in the doorpost, this klustro that's holding in the door. Shals, if that's called the mokum of the chotzer, then you can carry it out to the chotzer or no. It's in the bayis. If it's clay bayis, it can't be carried out to the chotzer. That's the noise. For that, we have no rayis. Obviously, legabi hilchus tultul. And we say the Rav's way, then legabi hilchus tultul and a chotzer. What's considered the chotzer bayis? We won't have rayis because the noise is mukta. One thing is clear. L'cho'ira, the noise over here is hilchus shabbos. It has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about in hilchus tuma. The Rav adds that you're talking, you could say a knej. Says maybe the Mishnah over here is adding that this that we said in the Reisha, the Mishnah, the Kluster Smei, it's considered a Kli, it's not a Deo Muskemes. It's Be'etzim Tolin Machlokes Yibishun Reb Tarfin, and their Machlokes is whether it's Kechol HaKelem, whether it has a Shem Kli. If it has a Shem Kli, it's Mekabel Tuma. But then there's no Yisit Tiltul. If it doesn't have a Shem Kli, the few we said that it's Hilchus Mukhtzah, the discussion, if it doesn't have a shame clear, that's why it'd be mukta, you need the shinui, the tiltum and atzad. At the same time, it's not makabel tumah. That's what the Rav adds. It's mefurish, by the way, in Tesefta. The Mishnah is sosum by us, but in Tesefta steht klar. This is a Tesefta in our peret. Kluster, tarfin metam, vechom metam. L'chayim means Reb Tafin and Reb Yeshua. That's the same machlekes.
The Chazanish just raises a point that maybe the reason why it wouldn't be a kli, if there'd be a machlekes tanoim, whether it's mekabel tumah, is not because it's not a kli at all, but because a kli mishamish im hakarka. Avivat is mishamish im hakarka, it doesn't have it to be mekabel tumah. It's considered a chelik of the mechubel hakarka. But that would not render it not a kli l'gabi hilchos mukta. So mechitesi to boy from one the other. The Chaznish is horror. Kanira, that the stomach of the Mishnah is not that way, even though the Tosefta clearly says it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.